You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Welcome to the Britpop Show, and this week, if you want hits, you are going to get hits. I'll explain why after a couple of big songs.
Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
So you wanna know me now?
Coming out punching this week, and the reason for that is because this week it's going to be all hits. Now, why is that? Well, if you remember, a few weeks ago, we had a session involving a magazine from the makers of Uncut, and they had the 100 greatest British singles of the 1990s ranked, and we did 100 to 50. Well, today we're finishing that off. We're going 50 to number one, and at 50, they have Pet Shop Boys' Can You Forgive Her? 49, PJ Harvey, Dress. 48, Spiritualized, I Think I'm in Love. 47, Blur, Park Life. 46, Oasis, Shaker Maker, and then what you've just heard. 45, Ocean Colour Scene, The Riverboat Song. And 44, McCalmont and Butler, Yes. Then 43, could have played it, don't really have much time, unfortunately. Cast, Fine Time. Remember, this is their list, not mine, so if you don't agree with it, you can complain to me, but there's not a lot we can do about it. 42, Blur, Song 2. 41, Oasis, Whatever. Pretty sure they're going to be later on in this list. 40, Suede, Animal Nitrate. Don't worry, we'll get there shortly. 39, The Divine Comedy, Something for the Weekend. 38, Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac. Remember, not the lead singer from the Blue Tones, Mark Morrison himself. And then 37, and we're going to play this one. 37, Ash, Girl from Mars.
Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's Deb, they're playing cards, and you were into men's cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in a dreamy days by the water's edge. On a cool summer night, fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards, and we went to the cigars, but she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Searching through the darkness over the moon and strands, electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight. And it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were born from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards, we were into the cigars. But she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. If you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there, but playing cards, and you went to the cigars. But you never told me your name. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't.
Oh, I promised you hits, and this is what the magazine said about Girl from Mars. It says, propelling the Northern Irish teen trio onto Top of the Pops barely a fortnight after their A-level exams, Ash's fifth single was a breathless rock ode to a summer romance that became so ubiquitous that NASA used it as hold music. Can you believe that? NASA used it as hold music. I'm not sure that's true. Somebody needs to look that up. Girl from Mars channels the rush of being young and overwhelmed. Tim Wheeler was 16 when he wrote it. He's probably younger than me. That's very annoying. Right, we're moving on. And there was a big jump basically from 50th to 37th, and it's going to slow down a bit now because at 36th, we've got Primal Scream with Loaded.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're gonna have a party.
Deep town.
We want to be free to do what we want to do.
Loaded, Primal Scream. Everybody's loving that. 35, Lush. Single Girl, 34, Stereolab, French Disco, 33, Paul Weller, Sunflower, 32, The Beta Band, Champion Versions EP, 31, Wake Up Boo.
about no government warning about that promotion of the civil life of the damn fair building. Grim fool of Asher on the 45. Well, it's a grim fool of Asher on the 45. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. I'm from the 45.
Boo Radley's at number 31, and we've had a big jump there to Brimful of Asher, Norman Cook remix, no less. So number 30 was Manic Street Preachers, If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next. 29, The Orb, Lil Fluffy Clouds. 28, PJ Harvey, Sheila Nagig. I've got to say, I don't know that one. Edwin Collins, A Girl Like You, Elastica, Line Up at 26. 25, Baby Bird, You're Gorgeous. Not going to play that one, not least because the lyrics are super dodgy. 22, Teenage Fan Club, Everything Flows, Shaq at 23, Al's Vacation. 22, Manic Street Preachers, Motorcycle Emptiness. I nearly played that one. 21, Oasis, Live Forever. And you're going, why aren't you playing this? Why aren't you playing this? You'll see later. 20, Arab Strap, The First Big Weekend. I think that was a Guinness ad later on. And then 19, we've just had Brimful of Asher by Norman Cook remix by Corner Shop / Fatboy Slim. 18, The Verve, This Is Music. 17, Weller, The Changing Man.
Take.
Chain Your Man, Paul Weller, and then going down the list as we were, 16, Oasis, Wonderwall. I wonder what happened to that one. 15, Tindersticks, City Sickness. I've got to say, it's from 1993. I've got to say, I don't know that one. 14, In Spiral Carpets featuring Mark E. Smith, I Want You. Slightly random one here, Huggy Bear, Her Jazz, in at 13. 12, Happy Mondays, Kinky Afro. Love the opening lyric of that song. The Lars, 11, There She Goes, and then we're in the top 10. Gets a bit dancey for the first couple. Left Field / Leiden, Open Up. And then Underworld, Born Slippy at number 9. Lager, 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 that one. Then number 8. Couldn't be any more different to the one before. This is Portishead, Sour Times.
Hits from the 1990s.
My memory set.
Sour Times by Portishead. And we had a message in from Brian. Brian initially said, greetings, David. Any sleeper on your list? I was going to request Inbetweener. It's not my list, Brian. Unfortunately, it's in a magazine. Maybe I'll put it on Twitter just to prove that I'm reading it from a magazine. And then later on, he said, cracking tune. And unfortunately, both of those messages have only just come through because like something from the 1990s, I had to click refresh just to get the emails to come through. Don't know why. I can't explain it to you. Anyway, he said cracking tune at around 6:24. Not quite sure what tune he was talking about, but let's just have a look. Maybe it was something like Brimful of Asher. Yeah, maybe Brimful of Asher. Maybe it was that. I don't know. Anyway, happy to have you listening, Brian. But we're in the top six now. And at number six, it goes right back to the start of Britpop. We have Suede with The Drowners. And we've had confirmation from Brian that it was indeed Brimful of Asher that was the cracking tune. Right, that was number six, The Drowners by Suede. Number five, Manic Street Preachers, A Design for Life. And this is what they say about it, although I'm going to cut out in the middle of it because it's full of just unnecessarily long words just strung together to try and make it sound intellectual. It says, the Manics' response to the loss of Richie Edwards was much like that of AC/DC and Joy Division before them. Absorb, mourn as much as possible in this case, and move on. They did so with A Design for Life, their first release since Edwards' disappearance in February 1995. James Dean Bradfield wrote the music in a few minutes, and the band turned to producer Mike Hedges, whose recent Yes with McCormick & Butler had been a minor hit, but nevertheless made the top 50 on this list. Hedges' skill was in smoothing the edges without dousing the song in disinfectant, turning it into a massive ballad that got under the skin and making the Manics into unexpected bona fide rock stars.
We don't talk about love.
Right, we're into number three. We're left with Blur, Oasis and Pulp. So with three of the top four are left in our top three. So it works. Now, you've got about 3 seconds to guess which one is number three. Is it Blur, is it Oasis or is it Pulp?
Hits from the 1990s.
So, Oasis at number three. Who's going to be number two? Who's going to be number one? Well, at number two, it is Blur. And ironically, this song by Blur was released about a month before Oasis released Supersonic. We were absolutely spoiled in the 90s. And you always knew in your heart of hearts that it was going to be Pulp, and then it was going to be this song. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. She said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people.
sleep with common people like you. Oh, what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. Pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't. She just smiled and held my hand. Such a laugh. Yeah. And the chip stays in grease. Oh, come out in the bath. We will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control. And with no